New York Breeze. Coming to you from New York, everyday stories and information for listeners in Japan. Hey guys, how you doing? I'm Chris from New York. My co-host in Japan is Shoko. Welcome to the New York Breeze, our podcast where you can hear about life in New York in easy-to-digest one-minute soundbites. Today's episode is about one of our major summer holidays, the 4th of July. I'll talk about what we call it, what we make of it, and why New York City's 4th of July modern traditions are so important as our society becomes more diverse.
皆さん、いかがお過ごしですか？ニューヨークブリーズへようこそ。クリスがニューヨークから発信します。翔子が日本語でお手伝いします。今日のエピソードは、私たちにとって主要な夏の祝日、The Fourth of July です。私たちがどのように呼び、どう思っているのか、また私たちの社会がより多様化している今、なぜニューヨークにおいて、The Fourth of July の現代に息づく伝統が重要であるのかをお話しします。
Independence Day, what we call it and how we refer to it in conversation. Independence Day is the name for our U.S. federal holiday that commemorates the Declaration of Independence from Great Britain in 1776, which was 242 years ago this year. Since it is a federal holiday, government offices and schools close.Many businesses as well closed for the holiday, and many people have paid time off. This year, the holiday fell on a Wednesday, making it impossible for people to take a three-day weekend. So this year, traffic was mild and a lot of people stayed close to home, myself included. Most people do not say Independence Day. Instead, we call it the 4th, which is short for the 4th of July. For example, what are you doing for the 4th?Or, how was your 4th? And when saying goodbye to someone you might not see at a barbecue party or on the day of, we say, have a happy 4th, or enjoy your 4th, take care.
独立記念日をどのように呼び、会話の中でどう使うのか。独立記念日は今から242年前、1776年の大英帝国からの独立宣言を記念した連邦政府の制定した祝日です。官公庁、学校は休みになり、多くの民間企業も休みになります。今年は水曜日にあたり、3連休を取るのは不可能だったので、多くの人が遠出をせずに過ごしました。大部分の人が独立記念日とは言いません。代わりに、The Fourth of July を短くして、The Fourth と呼びます。例えば、The Fourth には何をする? Fourth はどうだった? のように。
How we celebrate it. Often not overwhelmingly patriotic. The way we celebrate and interpret our holidays is diversifying as our society grows and changes. Again, depending on when the 4th of July falls in the week, you might find people traveling or doing more mundane things like shopping.The traditional celebration for this summertime holiday is to throw a party with friends or family and enjoy some barbecue and beer. It might also be the day to buy a car or shop for furniture because car dealerships and retailers offer huge discounts.
祝福の仕方は圧倒されるほど愛国的というわけではありません。祝日の祝い方、解釈の仕方は私たちの社会が成長し、変化するにつれて多様化しています。7月4日が何曜日になるかによって、人々が旅行をしているか、ショッピングのような日常的なことをしているか変わるのです。伝統的な祝い方は、友達や家族とパーティーを開き、バーベキューやビールを楽しむことです。大幅な値引きをしてくれるので、この日に、車や家具を買いに行く人もいます。
Within families, you may find differences of opinion on the state of our nation. And for that reason, it's often best to avoid talking politics on a day reserved for patriotism. Some families put a great deal of emphasis on the American tradition of political freedom and display the American flag with reverence. Activities associated with the day include anything from shopping to watermelon or hot dog eating competitions, to backyard barbecues, to vacations, to paying respect to anyone who served our country with parades or a kind word of prayer.
家庭内でも我が国の状態について意見が異なることがあります。そのため、愛国心のために確保された日なのですが、政治について話すのを避けることは一番良いでしょう。政治的自由というこの国の伝統を非常に重視し、尊敬の念を持って星条旗を飾る家族もあります。この日に関する活動は、ショッピング、スイカやホットドッグの早食いコンテスト、裏庭でのバーベキュー、バカンス、パレードや祈りの言葉で国に貢献した人へ敬意を払うなど、多岐にわたります。
Fireworks。Unlike Japan, most states in America have outlawed fireworks. This may come as a surprise to hear this. It is ironic that on a day we are supposed to celebrate our freedom and liberty, playing with fireworks on the beach or in your own backyard requires a permit in New York, as well as most places across the nation. So I was even further surprised the other day when I stopped by the Target store in Yonkers, a suburb north of New York City. They had a whole aisle full of sparklers,Bottle rockets, firecrackers, you name it, they got it. So when it comes to fireworks in New York City, the best thing to do is leave it to the pros. Since 1958, Macy's department store annually sponsors a huge fireworks celebration that is always the largest in the country. Massive amounts of fireworks are launched from barges on the East River and Hudson River. The views from Long Island City, Dumbo, and Jersey City are incredible.People will set up spots early in the day like a Japanese Hanami party, then enjoy the show when the sun goes down.
日本とは違って、アメリカの大抵の州では花火を不法としています。自由であることを祝福する日に、花火で遊ぶのに許可が必要というのは皮肉です。これはニューヨークだけでなく、全米のほとんどの場所で同じです。それで先日、ニューヨーク市北部郊外の都市、ヨンカーズにあるターゲットストアに立ち寄った時には驚きました。店内の一つの通路が丸ごと花火用になっていて、線香花火、打ち上げ花火、爆竹、その他何でも揃っていました。花火に関してはこの街ではプロに任せるのが一番です。1958年以来、百貨店メイシーズ主催の国内最大級の花火大会が恒例となっています。非常に多くの花火がイーストリバーやハドソンリバーの端気から打ち上げられます。ロングアイランドシティ、ダンボ、ジャージーシティからの眺めは最高です。人々は日本の花見のように昼間の早い時間から場所取りをします。
A day for waving the flag and eating contests.Expect to see a lot of American flags everywhere. Probably more so since 9/11, you'll see American flags waving outside people's homes, in the yard, attached to cars, and down most main streets you'll see the stars and stripes waving in front of stores, as well as on bridges, government offices, and public schools. If there are sports or parties going on, some people will wear the flag or put on face paint with red, white, and blue.
星条旗を掲げそして早食い競争をする日。至るところで多くの星条旗を目にします。9.11 以降、さらに増えた気がします。家の外、庭、車につけられているのを目にします。大通りに出ると、橋、観光庁、公立学校だけでなく、店の前でも星条旗がはためいています。スポーツ大会やパーティーが開催されていると、星条旗のイメージの服を着ていたり、顔を赤、白、青に塗っていたりします。
Coney Island in Brooklyn is the home to Nathan's famous hot dogs, and that's where the world record hot dog eating contest gets its game on. This year, Joey Chestnut took home his 11th title.And broke his own world record by scarfing down 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Gross. And the women's competition winner was Miki Sudo from Japan. She beat the heat and earned her fifth consecutive title, which is called the Mustard Belt. This year's fourth was hot and humid. I have no idea how they do it.
ブルックリンのコニーアイランドは、ホットドッグを専門とする企業、ネイサンズの創業地です。そして、ネイサンズ国際ホットドッグ早食い選手権が開催される場所です。今年は、ジョーイ・チェスナットが11回目の勝利を飾りました。10分間に74個のホットドッグを詰め込み、自己ベストを更新しました。女性部門の優勝者は、日本の須藤美希でした。暑さをものともせず5連覇を達成。今年のフォースは蒸し暑い日でした。本当に超人的です。
Why we celebrate the 4th with fireworks and food. The origins of how we celebrate the 4th can be traced back to a letter from John Adams to his wife Abigail, written in 1776. I found this letter somewhat mind-blowing as someone with the perspective of a person alive in the 21st century, which is a good thing.I'll read a quote from John Adams' letter and leave it to you to contemplate further.
なぜ The Fourth を花火や食べ物で祝うのかは、1776年にジョン・アダムズが妻のアビゲイルに書いた手紙に遡ることができます。21世紀に生きる私たちのものの見方をする人として、私には衝撃的でした。一部を引用しますが、深い考察は皆さんにお任せします。
I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shoes, games, sports,Guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward, forevermore.
私はこれから先の世代がこの日を偉大な記念の祭典として盛大に祝うと信じている。全能の神への厳粛な献身により解放の日として称えるべきである。この日は大陸の端から端まで至るところで華やかなパレードやショー、ゲーム、スポーツを行い、号砲をとどろかせ、鐘を鳴らし、かがり火を焚き、明かりを灯して、これからも永遠に祝うべきである。
Independence Day in the era of Donald Trump. So now, regardless of your political views, if you live in New York, ethnic and national diversity is obviously a major part of our lives. The name Independence Day.Is complicated. It's why nobody says, Happy Independence Day, or Enjoy your independence. I mean, it's also important to note that Native Americans lived on this continent, and each tribe had its own nation and forms of governance before the Spanish, Portuguese, Dutch, and British expeditions, or any settlers arrived in the centuries prior to 1776.
ドナルド・トランプの時代における独立記念日今は政治的見解に関わらず、ニューヨークに住んでいるなら、民族、国の多様性は明らかに私たちの生活に大きく関わっています。独立記念日という名前は複雑です。だからこそ、独立記念日おめでとうとか、独立記念日を楽しんでと誰も言わないのです。スペイン、ポルトガル、オランダ、イギリスの探検隊や定住者が到着する前、1776年に先んじた何世紀もの間、アメリカ先住民がこの大陸に住んでいて、それぞれの種族が独自の国と統治形態を確立していたことも特筆に値します。
Now that we live in a very diverse society,I notice how a lot of people have toned it down this year. It seems like people are looking inward in America and scrutinizing what we used to take for granted. It'll be interesting for sure in the years to come to see if the 4th can become a day to unite people from all backgrounds and inspire a renewed sense of pride and purpose. Until then, I'm going to get another hot dog. Peace out.
今私たちは非常に多様化した社会にいるので、今年はこの日が前より精彩を欠いていると気づいています。人々がアメリカの内側を見て、以前は当然と思っていたことをつぶさに吟味しているように思えます。これから数年のうちに、The Force があらゆる人種、生い立ちの人々を一つにしてくれる日、これまでとは違う感覚の誇りや目的を吹き込んでくれる日になっているのを確認できるのでは、と楽しみです。その時までホットドッグを食べているとしますか。じゃあ、またね。
Thanks for listening. Remember to hit that like button if you like what you heard and get subscribed. Hope you enjoyed a happy 4th, no matter where you are.
それでは、クリスさんの英語をもう一度お聞きください。
Hey guys, how you doing? I'm Chris from New York. My co-host in Japan is Shoko. Welcome to the New York Breeze, our podcast where you can hear about life in New York in easy-to-digest one-minute soundbites. Today's episode is about one of our major summer holidays, the 4th of July. I'll talk about what we call it, what we make of it,and why New York City's 4th of July modern traditions are so important as our society becomes more diverse. Independence Day, what we call it and how we refer to it in conversation. Independence Day is the name for our U.S. federal holiday that commemorates the Declaration of Independence from Great Britain in 1776, which was 242 years ago this year. Since it is a federal holiday, government offices and schools close.Many businesses as well closed for the holiday, and many people have paid time off. This year, the holiday fell on a Wednesday, making it impossible for people to take a 3-day weekend. So this year, traffic was mild and a lot of people stayed close to home, myself included. Most people do not say Independence Day. Instead, we call it the 4th, which is short for the 4th of July. For example, what are you doing for the 4th?Or, how was your 4th? And when saying goodbye to someone you might not see at a barbecue party or on the day of, we say, have a happy 4th, or enjoy your 4th, take care. How we celebrate it. Often not overwhelmingly patriotic. The way we celebrate and interpret our holidays is diversifying as our society grows and changes. Again, depending on when the 4th of July falls in the week,You might find people traveling or doing more mundane things like shopping. The traditional celebration for this summertime holiday is to throw a party with friends or family and enjoy some barbecue and beer. It might also be the day to buy a car or shop for furniture because car dealerships and retailers offer huge discounts. Within families, you may find differences of opinion on the state of our nation.And for that reason, it's often best to avoid talking politics on a day reserved for patriotism. Some families put a great deal of emphasis on the American tradition of political freedom and display the American flag with reverence. Activities associated with the day include anything from shopping to watermelon or hot dog eating competitions, to backyard barbecues, to vacations,to paying respect to anyone who served our country with parades or a kind word of prayer, fireworks. Unlike Japan, most states in America have outlawed fireworks. This may come as a surprise to hear this. It is ironic that on a day we are supposed to celebrate our freedom and liberty, playing with fireworks on the beach or in your own backyard requires a permit in New York, as well as most places across the nation.So I was even further surprised the other day when I stopped by the Target store in Yonkers, a suburb north of New York City. They had a whole aisle full of sparklers, bottle rockets, firecrackers, you name it, they got it. So when it comes to fireworks in New York City, the best thing to do is leave it to the pros. Since 1958, Macy's department store annually sponsors a huge fireworks celebration that is always the largest in the country.Massive amounts of fireworks are launched from barges on the East River and Hudson River. The views from Long Island City, Dumbo, and Jersey City are incredible. People will set up spots early in the day, like a Japanese Hanami party, then enjoy the show when the sun goes down. A day for waving the flag and eating contests. Expect to see a lot of American flags everywhere. Probably more so since 9/11, you'll see American flags waving outside people's homes, in the yard, attached to cars, and down most main streets you'll see the stars and stripes waving in front of stores, as well as on bridges, government offices, and public schools. If there are sports or parties going on, some people will wear the flag or put on face paint with red, white, and blue. Coney Island in Brooklyn is the home to Nathan's famous hot dogs, and that's where the world record hot dog eating contest gets its game on. This year, Joey Chestnut took home his 11th title and broke his own world record by scarfing down 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Gross. And the women's competition winner was Miki Sudo from Japan. She beat the heat and earned her 5th consecutive title, which is called the Mustard Belt. This year's 4th was hot and humid. I have no idea how they do it. Why we celebrate the 4th with fireworks and food. The origins of how we celebrate the 4th can be traced back to a letter from John Adams to his wife Abigail, written in 1776. I found this letter somewhat mind-blowing as someone with the perspective of a person alive in the 21st century, which is a good thing. I'll read a quote from John Adams's letter and leave it to you to contemplate further. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shoes, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward, forevermore. Independence Day in the era of Donald Trump. So now, regardless of your political views, if you live in New York, ethnic and national diversity is obviously a major part of our lives. The name Independence Day is complicated. It's why nobody says, Happy Independence Day, or enjoy your independence. I mean, it's also important to note that Native Americans lived on this continent, and each tribe had its own nation and forms of governance before the Spanish, Portuguese, Dutch, and British expeditions, or any settlers arrived in the centuries prior to 1776. Now that we live in a very diverse society, I notice how a lot of people have toned it down this year. It seems like people are looking inward in America and scrutinizing what we used to take for granted. It'll be interesting for sure in the years to come to see if the 4th can become a day to unite people from all backgrounds and inspire a renewed sense of pride and purpose. Until then, I'm going to get another hot dog. Peace out. Thanks for listening. Remember to hit that like button if you like what you heard and get subscribed. Hope you enjoyed a happy 4th, no matter where you are.